Track 12. And now we come to our feature item. And this week it is one from the Newton Abbott Museum. And it's titled The Silver Screen. It's going to be read for us by Celia and Charmaine.
A pair of objects, one silver and one gold, from the museum collection, allow us to explore the history of cinema in Newton Abbott. Since the late 19th century, Newton Abbott has been home to four cinemas: the Alexandra in Market Street, 1890 to the present, the Empire Picture House in Lemon Road, 1911 to 1929, the Imperial Electric Cinema in Queen Street, 1913 to 1962, and the youngest of them, the Odeon, off Woolborough Street, 1936 to 1974. The Golden Programme was produced to celebrate the opening of the Odeon on the 17th of February 1936, with a debut screening of the film Anna Karenina, starring the great Greta Garbo. Although originally planned as an independent cinema, the striking Art Deco building was run by Oscar Deutsch's chain of picture houses, Odeon Theatres Limited. The building had a matching, stylish interior featuring mock wood panelling and Art Deco style light fittings. Moving from gold to silver, the plated trophy was awarded to J.A. Mottisset for winning the Imperial Bowling Competition on the 15th of August 1914. It was presented by the director of the Imperial Electric Theatre, Newton Abbott.
The Imperial was another architecturally interesting building. Opening in September 1913 and closing its doors in January 1961, it was one of the longer-lived cinemas in the town, continuing operations through both World Wars. Before the advent of television, keeping people up to date through playing newsreels was a key function of local cinemas. From a local man's memoir, an Ipplepen native, we know that in 1948 through to 1949, the Odeon played Gaumont British News, and the Alexandra and the Imperial Electric Cinema used Pathé News. An interesting complication was that the Alexandra and Imperial had to share a single copy of the current Pathé newsreel. This meant that the news had to be screened at different times in these two cinemas, at least 15 minutes apart, with a junior projectionist running the film reel of the film between them. As you can imagine, this could sometimes cause delays, at which point the house lights would go back up and there would have to be an intermission until it was ready to play. It's interesting to think that even though we now have access to 24-hour news updates and thousands of films and TV shows, a night out at the pictures is still a fun social occasion. However, our access to so many entertainment options has had an obvious effect, because today the Alexandra is the only cinema still operating.